I've always told people that the things that they have to understand about the market is that the market is not a science. You can't just go in and put together an algorithm that works every time. And we've seen that. We've experienced that. There's a lot of engineers and mathematicians for years and years have been trying to build this one mathematical equation that answers the market. And they can't do it. And there's a reason. Because the market is not a science. The market is an art form that is based upon a science. So in the same way that, say, Mozart or Tchaikovsky viewed music, they didn't hear the songs in their head. They saw mathematical progressions of movement. And from that came incredible music. And in the same way, the market's like that. It's an art form based upon the math. You need to see the mathematical movements, but it's still the art form of applying your own risk tolerance, your own psychology, your own style to that market when you see that flow.
And if I'm understanding you right, there's room in the financial markets for different kinds of artists.
Yes. A perfect story on that, if we've got a second, is when I was in Dell Computer, there was a guy that stood behind me. Really didn't necessarily like him much. Wasn't my type of person. And I could never agree with this guy on anything. Every time he said buy, I wanted to say sold. Every time he said sold, I wanted to say buy. I mean, we were just perfect opposites. He was in my crowd for about 4 years. And one day he came up to me. And we never went out. We never did anything. Came up and said, hey, I'd like to buy you lunch. And I was like, huh. I said, that's weird. You know, I mean, I'm trying to be polite. I said, you know, sure. So he takes me out for a really nice lunch at Morton's. If anybody knows, Morton's is pretty nice for lunch. And he tells me that he's going to be leaving the crowd. And I said, well, why are you here telling me this? And he said, well, he goes, first off, I want to thank you. He said, you know, this was a tough crowd to handle. You've done a great job, blah, blah, blah. And I've made enough money here that my wife and I are now going to travel around the world. We're going to spend 2 years. And if I do come back after 2 years, it will not be in your crowd because I'm going to be a lot more laid back and I don't want to be as, you know, jumping up and down and stuff. I said, well, you know what? Congratulations. I feel good for you and good luck and everything. And what it showed was, as successful as I was trading and as much money as I made, here's a guy who did everything completely the other way I did, and he's retiring and traveling around the world for 2 years. So there is way more than one way to make money in the markets. And this is a perfect example of two guys that were from two different backgrounds, two different outlooks, two different approaches, two different thoughts, two different skill levels that were trading the same stock in the same crowd, and both were successful.